This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon.
And I'm Sean.
And today we're going to answer your questions about couples and money. So as you guys know, we are a married couple and we often get questions about our relationship with money and how we manage our finances. So I actually put up an Instagram story recently asking you guys what questions you guys had. So let's just get right into it. We're going to answer your questions here. So first off, do you have shared or split accounts, including investing?
So currently we actually have combined our finances and we do have joint checking accounts. Although obviously when we were first dating and before we got married, we did have our own separate bank accounts. And it was only until maybe 3 years in when you actually moved in with me that we created a joint account and started contributing to that joint account. And then from that joint account is where we make our expenses, such as our mortgage expenses, utility bills, and whenever we buy for stuff like food or shopping.
When we first opened that joint account, we were kind of contributing to it equally and then spending out of it whenever we ate out together or did activities together. But I think after getting married, we basically only use those joint accounts. So we have one joint personal bank account and then a joint online business account where it basically handles social media stuff like sponsorships, course sales, anything like that. And we have a credit card tied to it. So whatever online business expenses we have, we charge it to that card. And then we also have the joint real estate bank account.
So with that real estate bank account, this thing takes all of our income from our rental properties, but also handles all of our expenses. So anytime we make a major repair, pay a contractor, anything to do with any real estate properties, that comes out of that real estate bank account. By doing it this way, it keeps all of our finances and taxes all in one neat place. So instead of commingling funds here and there, we know that, okay, if this is from real estate, it goes to this real estate account. If it's a social media business related, it goes to this account. And if it's personal, it goes to the personal account.
Yeah, we do have our separate personal, like I mentioned earlier, and we rarely use it now, maybe for gifts or something like that. But generally, we kind of put everything together. We do business together and everything like that. So it just makes everything easy. We also recently opened a high yield savings account to help with funding some of our personal goals. And we opened a dividend portfolio on M1 Finance, which I'll link below. And then also a joint brokerage account where we're doing recurring transfers to this account to invest in index funds as well as ETFs like QQQ.
Question number two is it easier to manage your investments as a couple?
To me, I don't think it's really different because we both share the same goals and we invest kind of similarly. So it's kind of like how I was managing my own account before. I had my own spreadsheet, I was tracking my net worth and all of the different things. And then I combined our different accounts and just put it together. So now I have like a combined net worth spreadsheet. I also use Personal Capital to track everything. So use it in my link below if you guys are interested in that. But basically it's like the same process for me.
So I would say yes, it is actually easier to invest as a couple because again, we do have similar goals. So it wasn't that hard. If in your relationship, you have one person who's more financially savvy versus another one who doesn't really know that much, obviously it's going to be easier, right? Because you just have one person handling all the finances, all the investing to make sure that everything is going well.
Actually, you're right. I know that with a real estate portfolio, you do like look over different things that sometimes I kind of leave to the side and then I'm looking at the bank accounts and everything like that. So we kind of split up the work in certain ways. And recently, for example, I saw in our real estate bank account that like this property management company accidentally charged us for the amount that they were supposed to credit us. So like we can kind of both keep track of our accounts and different properties. I think it's actually a good thing that we both have eyes on everything. It's kind of like having a team instead of your own self. So you're right. Like there are different things that make it easier. I would say it is, again, like you said, easier when you're both on the same page. Next question, what books do you recommend?
I don't know if you have any books about managing finances as a couple.
Yeah, I think the ones that I recommend are 4-Hour Work Week, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I think A Simple Path to Wealth was good. I'll Teach You to Be Rich was good. I feel like these were not specifically about couples and money, but I think that any couple, like both partners, should be studying personal finance themselves, should be watching our channels and learning about these different fundamentals. Studies show that a lot of couples break up because of money. So make sure you're educating yourself. I would recommend those 4 books. Do you have any other ones to add?
So yeah, going back to your point, I don't think there's any really good books for couples specifically, but I think one book that was really helpful for me was a book called The Millionaire Teacher. And it kind of opened my eyes because someone who was making pretty modest salary was able to become a millionaire through investing. Again, if you can learn how to invest yourself, then you can share it with your partner and then you can be successful together. How and where do you get started with financial literacy?
So aside from the books that I mentioned in the previous question, I would say check out our channels, right? We talk all about managing your money, building more income through side hustles, as well as real estate investing. And we also have a course called Rental Ready Finances if you guys are interested. We had a lot of questions about how to like save for your down payment, how to fix your credit, how to get out of debt. So then we package this information in this curriculum. So go ahead and check it out in the link in my description in case you guys are interested. Next question, if only one of us is working, how can we invest? And then I remember they messaged me privately as an addendum. We are in California, my husband only works, we have kids, can we still have time to invest?
You definitely have the opportunity to invest. Now the question is, how much can you invest? And I think that depends on how well you're able to budget and save based on how much income your one partner is making. So naturally, if you are spending everything and you have nothing left, then it's gonna be very hard for you. If you can find ways to reduce costs on what you're spending, maybe, you know, reduce the amount of money you're spending on food, maybe reduce your housing expenses if possible. And yes, learn to invest the difference. And asking about having time to invest, there's a saying that goes, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, the best time is today. You can't do anything about the past, so the best you can do is build a foundation for your future.
When it comes to having enough time to invest, I think the beauty of investing is it doesn't take like a ton of time, right? It's different from building a whole online business. You know, if you are putting money in index funds and ETFs, you just put it there, be patient with it instead of trying to buy and sell all the time. And then you have recurring transfers that will continuously grow. Or if you buy real estate, if you have a property management company, it'll make everything passive, right? So you do the work once and then it'll keep giving you gains over time. So that's the beauty of investing. That's why I think everyone has time to do it. Even if you just spend a few minutes a day, you're gonna be able to do some research within that time period. That's gonna gradually build up over time. So I would say little actions over time are gonna give you big results. So start now, you guys do have time, go ahead and try it out. I also kind of wanted to address her personal situation. It looked like she's in California. One of the things we did when we were in California and we wanted to invest in real estate, we decided to look out of state. We started to buy in Texas, Florida, Georgia. So these are more affordable markets that we could invest in. That's one thing you guys should do, is to start researching your market, trying to figure out where you want to invest. And then you mentioned that your husband works while you are taking care of the kids. Maybe you guys can craft some time together after work, and maybe when the kids are asleep that you guys can talk about your finances and what you can invest in. And then like Sean mentioned, you got to make sure you are trying to cut your expenses so you have some money that you can invest. So we hope that helps. So next questions are ones that we have heard a lot from meetups and conferences. People come up to us and ask us these things. So we often get asked, what's it like doing business together?
I mean, I love it. It's great. You know, she's the boss. She tells me what to do and I do everything else she asks.
Okay, that's not totally true. But I do think that I enjoy that big picture planning and strategizing. You're good operationally. So as an example, with email sequences, like the whole architecting funnels and everything like that, that's like not something I enjoy. Whereas for you, you're like, all right, I'm on it. Like, I'm gonna get these things done. So I think we have our different strengths and weaknesses, which makes it better when we can come together on specific goals that we're trying to attain. I think one of the challenges is when we have like different visions of what we want to do and we're not aligned on the same goals. But when we are, like, it's pretty awesome because we complement each other a lot.
Another thing that we do pretty well is we don't make our whole lives about the business. So I would say we probably spend 10 to 20% of our day on the business and then 80% on the relationship. And we know that, I guess, from seeing a lot of our friends or other people who have gone down the business path and failed, we don't want to be like them, right? So we want to make sure that our relationship stays as strong as possible over, you know, the business. The cool thing about being in a relationship with you is that we're both individually very competent people and we've both created our own social media platforms and our own businesses. So then together we're a stronger force.
And I think with our separate journeys and jointly, like, we've built that time freedom now, which allows us to spend a lot more time with each other. And that was one of our goals doing this whole journey, right? We wanted to make sure we had enough time for our loved ones, our family, and now we have that. So we always make sure to have that good balance between business and relationship.
The last question is, what's your favorite part about your financial freedom journey together?
I think I kind of touched upon this earlier, but because we have the same goals, I'm amazed by the freedom we've built for ourselves. And honestly, where we are today was something I've never imagined myself being able to attain, because back in the day, I was like, you know, I'm happy with just 4K a month passively or 5K a month passively. I was like, that's already amazing to me. And I would be able to possibly leave my job and figure out how to lower my expenses so I'd never have to work again. And I didn't need much, right? I still don't need much. It's amazing how we've been able to build something that surpasses all my expectations, as well as it's actually fulfilling. We are actually helping people. We're getting people who talk to us at meetups and conferences and are like, yo, I like bought a rental property because of you. I've been working on my finances because of you. And it's actually making a difference. So it's like everything's kind of like combining together, the part of making a living from it, but also being passionate about it. I guess that's my favorite part. It's surpassed everything that I expected.
Same goes for me too. Like my biggest thing was I did not want to work full time at a job and then see my life go away and be 60 years old and regretting my life decisions. But we live amazing lives right now. We get to do cool stuff, travel whenever we want to. We don't need to get boss's permission to go somewhere on a random Wednesday afternoon. And plus I get to spend all my time with you. So I'm having a great time.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.